I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. President Obama's first nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Sonia Sotomayor, faces the Senate Judiciary Committee for a second day today. They are the first group of senators to decide whether to approve her nomination to the Supreme Court. If confirmed, she will be the third woman and the first Hispanic justice. Yesterday, all of the committee members addressed Sotomayor and the nation. The senators who take issue with her nomination are treading lightly. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham jumped in to say that his complaints with her were not due to her ethnicity.
My Republican colleagues who vote against you, I assure you, could vote for a Hispanic nominee. They just feel unnerved by your speeches and by some of the things that you've said and some of your cases.
One of the first things Graham said unnerved him was Sotomayor's association with the Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund. Sotomayor was a board member for a dozen years, and Senator Graham said the positions the group takes are extreme.
I do believe that you, as an advocate with a Puerto Rican Defense Legal Fund, that you took on some cases that I would have loved to have been on the other side. That your organization advocated taxpayer-funded abortion and said in a brief that to deny a poor black woman Medicaid funding for an abortion was equivalent to the Dred Scott case. Your organization argued for the repeal of the death penalty because it was unfairly applied and discriminatory against minorities. Your organization argued for quotas when it came to hiring. I just want my colleagues to understand that there can be no more liberal group, in my opinion, than the Puerto Rican Defense Legal Fund when it came to advocacy.
Her critics also suggest that in Sotomayor's now oft-repeated remarks from a 2001 speech about how her life experiences may influence her decisions as a judge, she was just excusing her biases. But Senator Patrick Leahy, the Democratic chair of the committee, said Sotomayor had broken a lot of barriers, which made her a target of prejudice. He put the criticisms against her in the context of some of the other firsts on the Supreme Court, including the first African-American.
Thurgood Marshall graduated first in his law school class. He was the lead counsel for the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. He sat in the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. He served as the nation's top lawyer, the Solicitor General of the United States. He won a remarkable 29 out of 32 cases before the Supreme Court. But despite all of these qualifications and achievements, when he was before the Senate for his confirmation, he's asked questions designed to embarrass him, questions such as, are you prejudiced against the white people of the South? I hope that's a time of our past.
Senator Leahy urged the committee to vote for her unanimously, like they did for Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the court. Sotomayor also made a statement yesterday, the first time many of us have heard her voice since President Obama nominated her in May. She assured the senators that she judges with respect for the law and for the people whose lives she will influence.
Throughout my 17 years on the bench, I have witnessed the human consequences of my decisions. Those decisions have not been made to serve the interests of any one litigant, but always to serve the larger interest of impartial justice.